Hello, hello. We're starting a couple of minutes.
Hello, hello. Could you hear me?
Yes, we hear you perfectly.
Okay, cool. Speak your song.
Two minutes more and we start with the introductions, guys. Thanks a lot. Okay. Let's slowly start with the space. Today we have bringing music to Web3, a topic which I really love because I'm a Web3 guy since the start of my journey. So, hello everyone. I'm Kronos from Spost Club. Welcome to another Artist Weekly. Is this a space where artists can share their experiences, talk about the difficulties they face, the successes they had, and learn a little more about how blockchain technology can help solve some of their problems, you know? At Spost Club, we develop tools to help aspiring artists to grow, reach new ears and eyes, and take advantage of the opportunities that Web3 offers them. A marketplace where you can create and sell your collections, but not only that, a place where you can interact more closely with the audience and learn how to strengthen the bond. You will have your personalized artist page and know your community and fans better. A streaming app will come soon that will be make music consumption easier and faster, and do it to its Web2 user-friendly support the onboarding of people who are skeptical about the crypto world, which is a topic that I want to discuss a lot with the guests today. Of course, we had some problems with the guests that were in the announcement, but happy to say that we have really good people here for speaking. So I welcome Pan Guilil. How are you, Pan? Let me know who are you and what are you doing.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Thank you for invitation. It's really cool to be here. And my name is Tomas, and I'm come from Poland, and I'm CEO of Polvinyl, the vinyl pressing factory combining with NFT and blockchain. That mostly. I'm a blogger and music journalist, and I read the podcaster in Poland. And yeah, on the music market over 15 years, and last 3 years I spent a lot of time to develop blockchain, NFT, and innovations for music industry. And this is my other main job. That means the first one is pressing vinyl records in a very traditional way. And the other side of the business is how to combine the vinyl plus NFT, actually, that we're working on now. And we created one a useful case for that moment. It is Dagadana band from Poland. It's a Polish-Ukrainian band, and we create a digital vinyl with them, which is, I can talk about this a little bit later. That's just for introduce myself. And hello, everybody, and have a good time now.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for joining. I'm really interested in the things that you are doing. We didn't have any guests regarding this topic, and I think it's special. It's special. Everything that ties Web 2 with Web 3 is really values for adding value of what we are doing in the Web 3 world. You know, we just want to create solutions or help the people from Web 2 to grow and rise. So it's something really interesting to me. I have a couple of questions regarding what you do, because I know nothing. You know, it's something that I remember my grandfather, of course, were really fan of the vinyls back in the day. He also had these machines for playing the records, and it's something that caught my attention a lot. So thanks a lot for joining. I really appreciate your time here. We also have B. Hello, B. How are you? Let me know, where are you from? Who are you? What you are doing in the space?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. I was just retweeting the space, and I wanted to share some music with you guys, but at this moment is not really possible. Maybe in 5 or 10 minutes. I'm from Romania, and I'll raise my hand when the music is done, and I'll talk more about what I'm building, and it's with music and NFTs, of course. thanks for having me.
Okay, great. Yes, we love to hear the combination between Web 2 and Web 3. And again, it's something that in Sports Club we want to empower, we want to facilitate the journey to the people, which is starting. We know that a lot of people is skeptical around going into this world. In fact, some of the topics that I want to touch in this conversation are regarding the experiences that you had onboarding people, or just letting them know what is happening in Web3. You know, it's something that we all think is easy, but when we start the conversation with a close friend or a family, we realize that the people have all this negative picture around the Web3 world, you know, the usual thing around the scammers and all of that. So, Pan, can you explain me a bit what more in deep about the vinyl industry, not just in Web3? I want to go into that maybe more later, but you started with this in Web2.
My fascination with vinyl records began like 30 years ago when I was a kid. And then it became a passion, and I started collecting, and I moved from Poland to UK in 2007 and opened my first record shop in my life. And that's how it started. And then because I was a record shop owner, I became a label owner and a music agency owner, and I'm a CEO of the Polyvinyl and a pressing plant. That was like the whole journey in Web2, in the traditional music market, the traditional music industry. But the vinyl revival, actually the second revival, it starts in 2007, 2008, and now it's very, very massive market. It's a really powerful actually nerve for artists, independent artists. To show you the scale, in 2004, that the worldwide production of vinyl records was like, for example, 2 million, and now it's a 200 million it is massive improvement. And last researchers shows that the vinyl record is that the most profitable merch for artists, apart of course of t-shirts, cups, and so on. But vinyl is playing main role on DIY music market now. And it's powerful as well marketing tool to promote music and to make it actually, how to say, forgettable. You know, this is the vinyl record survived atomic war. You know, that's not the internet, not but vinyl. It's not only fashion, but it's now a trend on the market. And 16, 17 years in one row, the vinyl market grow constantly. That's no weak year since 2007. I reckon that every year it's increasing and increasing and increasing, and people really love that. Not only guys 40, 50 years old, but the Gen Z, the Alpha as well. They really like vinyl records, and the last researchers shows only 50% of people who buying vinyl now have a record player. That shows us that vinyl is became an artifact or kind of really valuable collectible item of the band or artist.
Well, that's great. And why do you say this is growing? And because I remember when I was a child, this technology were used like today. We are not using CDs anymore. But the technology when I was a child was used a lot. And then for a period of time, a lot of years, that was a bit dead, you know. And why do you think they came back and with this strong? Because I'm seeing vinyls in a lot of stores. I'm seeing that they are using it for marketing. Why do you think this is happening now?
It's a complex case. Now, there is a lot of things happen here. And first of all, that the vinyl disappeared because of digital era came. The cities and then internet and streaming and MP3 before the spice. Yeah, and but after 10 years of digital age, that people were very tired with non-physical items in the collection. And if you go across the history of phonography and recordings, that always were some items with it, you know, or that was a cylinders, cassettes, CDs, vinyl records, 8-tracks, etc., etc. But then in the 90s, when the digital era became, then items disappear, and somehow that was very fascinating for many people. And digital offer a better quality of sound, very clear and very crystal. But you know, as the John Peel said, it's that the record has a surface noises, because the live have a surface noises. That means, you know, we are analog beings. That's the digital, it's not really sweet for us. It's we like it, but if you touch the vinyl sound, you feel like you touch the soul of artists. And I can say even now we have the time of music, it's a soulless music. That means not the artist not put the soul in it, but the mechanical or technological devices not really transfer what the artist contain in their souls, because of that transition, the digital transition. It's how to say, it's maybe magically cut it off, you know, and that magical
sorry, go ahead. I muted you in mistake. Pan, you are muted.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I see. You hear me now?
Yeah. Sorry, why is my fault?
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. You know what? And I think so that the visual record pack as well, because of our we miss having something physical, you know. And yeah, and the people really like to touch records, play the records, like all of these things which you have to do to play records. You know, take it out of the cover, put on the needle on it, and so on and so on. And as well, the covers are beautiful, and the sound is really good, you know. And yeah, and then when you listen to music from vinyl records, you pay attention to it. You can skip the track, you can really turn it off without stand up from your sofa, you know. Then it forces you to focus on music, to focus on the artwork, to focus on what the artist wants to say to you. Now it's very like. It's very exclusive now to find out 45, 50 minutes in one row to just sit and listen to music without any distractions, you know? And people miss that, you know? They miss a bit of that early music years of collecting and be focusing and connected with music, with art.
Great. I strongly agree with you. And also, I heard a lot of people saying that even in the vinyl, the music sounds better. I'm not an expert, of course, but people love the quality that the vinyl gives to the hearing part. My grandpa always was reciting that, I remember. And I think it's a great tool to add to the artist tools, you know. Because after all, you can use it as well for marketing and also for all of these things that you were explaining. Andrew, yes, go ahead.
Yes, hello all. I want to welcome Pan. Thank you for your expertise, man. It's really nice hearing you talking about the whole vinyl industry and thing. It's a big pleasure for me. So thank you for that. From my side, I wanted just to add that, like, vinyl, you know, if you compare it to the others ways of, like, I don't know, storing and playing music, right? Like CDs or, I don't know, USBs or whatever, like, vinyl still keeps, like, some special feeling about it. Like, it's the whole treatment, you know, from like Pan said, from taking it out from the cover to, like, you know, listening it. So it's super super cool from my side to know that this kind of culture still exists. You know, if we talk about people in the world, like, you have crate diggers. So it's like guys who travel the world. They dig different type of music on vinyls. You know, from, like, I don't know, they travel to Thailand and then they find some small record shop there and they dig music. So it's like big culture about it. And for me, like, someone who is coming from, like, the music industry, feels super good to know this. So for me, really interesting subject of the topic of the space. I'm glad to hear it.
Yes, that's true. I think that there is a lot of market of collectors around. I will ask Pan of that in a couple of minutes. Yes, B, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. The vinyl is the way to go, combined with amplifiers based on lamps. So yeah, on a technical level, the transistors from the amplifiers mess things up with their buzz, as a side note. So yeah, thank you for having me, and shout out to all you amazing people here. So my name is Greg VI, like my handle. I'm based on Romania, and if it's okay with you, I'd like to share a song that I've just made. It's called Blockchain Spaz Bangers.
Yeah, sure, go ahead, play it.
Okay, let's go.
Check for Neutron and the X-Space Glow, NFT legends, watch the crypto show, Web3 beats where the true artists go. Creators, watch your talents grow. Web3 vibes in the spot space mix. NFT artists breaking through the fix. Blockchain beats where the future kicks. X space grooving, building in the clicks. Great artists paving a crypto sound in the decentralized playground. Web3 melodies breaking new ground. Spaz X.
take drinking from fishing the digital night. NFT creators taking flight. Web3 artists singing in the light. X-Space dreams shining bright. Web3 beats breaking the codes. NFT melodies in the blockchain abode. In the Web3 symphony we dance. Building the future with every chance.
Yeah, that was about
great,
it. What do you think?
Great. That's great. I really love it. And also, I was about to ask you to why you started your journey here in Web3. I think a couple of those lines explain a bit of why. And I agree with the song, you know, about the blockchain technology. But give me your perspective. Why you decided to do that song?
As a sign up, I'm not sure if the sound went through all the worldwide, because this is a song that I made specially for Spaz community and the space you're holding. If you'd like, I can share the files with you, or just mint it on the Polygon and send it to your wallet. So why I'm here? I'm thinking the Web3 space is the most innovative and the most competitive space on the internet. So I came from a Web2 background. Basically, in the last 16 years I've worked alongside my father on a Web2 development company. So I transitioned like 2 years ago on Web3. And I'm basically building project that integrates music NFTs with educational content and in short form video. So basically what you've heard is everything is AI generated. So that's an overview.
Wow, that's great. So you don't only use the Web3 world, but you also use the AI to make the music. You use two tools from the technology, which is great. I believe that, and I will say it in the spaces, I believe that the technology helps a lot the people which is trying to empower their own career. One of the main utilities of Web3 is gaining more ears, you know, to what you are doing, knowing more people, creating these connections. Yes, I heard a bit the song around the Spaz Club, so we feel really honored to have that from you. Thanks a lot. Let's keep in touch, because we have the marketplace that maybe you can mint and create more like this and send to other people, maybe sell it as well. So let's keep in touch, okay? Thanks a lot for sharing.
Can I share a bit more about the project, because I'm thinking it's the next step of NFT projects that covers onboarding. So basically I've created the platform based on AI that at this point is on my computer, because it takes a lot of computing power and I just can't find at this moment a Web2 solution to make it server side. The web version will give the user the possibility to generate their own lyrics, choose what music they like hip-hop or pop music and so on. They can upload their own images, and the platform will generate a custom video for a fee. I'm using short-form video educational content about Web3 and NFTs to do a fundraising to jumpstart the business, where each NFT holder will be rewarded after each time a video will be generated and sold on the soon-to-be-built platform. Like I said, all the videos and music are AI generated, and the holders will have full IP rights over these products. This can also help with onboarding, because I'll be targeting Web2 businesses and individuals that want to make a present for Valentine's Day, for example, and the ones that want have 10% discount on the price. They will have to install a crypto wallet and buy the video with crypto. Also, the videos will be sold in fiat, and that most most of that fiat will be converted into crypto. So yeah, I think this project has the potential to revolutionize the way we create content, and I guess you can imagine that the applications are immense. Yeah, that's a bit about what I'm building here. Thanks.
Great. The stage, my friend. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for sharing the information around the project. I think we are in the same line with the Spost Clue, with the things that we want to do here, with our doing. And we need to push together, you know, we need to help us each other because we are in a really early stages on the Web3 world, the NFTs and the crypto industry. And we need to push together, you know. So let's keep in touch. Let's see if we can make something together around this, yeah, and I really appreciate you sharing the music information.
Yes, thanks. And I think the music is the best way to connect with like-minded minds. Yeah, thanks for the stage, my friend.
Excellent. So going a bit back to Pan, but not too far from the conversation, I want to hear, and this is a really interesting question to me, why you decided to mix the vinyl world with the Web3?
First of all, I would like to say thank you, VNSP. It was a great experience to listen to that music, which was created with AI. And, you know, I'm not a musician at all, and I always dreamed to be a rock star somehow. And I think so now is that in the era of AI and blockchain, the people like me who have some skills and abilities to create some lyrics, then I can create a music with it, and I can sing, then I can use some AI tool to create my own songs, and asking musicians then to maybe join me and help me to develop the stage of the song. This is really cool, and I will follow you, and I will check that what you're doing, guys, here on the sports club, and I think so. This is really cool what you're doing, you know, and I'm happy to share my vision of combining the vinyl plus NFT and AI as well, because finally I would like to see as much projects, Web3 projects on vinyl. And combining with NFT and as much as I can, you know, because this is actually the vinyl record. On the end of the day, it is something you stay with your hands, and whatever happens on the world, you know. That means we had this case of MySpace. Do you remember MySpace? It's gone, and 4 terabytes of music gone as well, you know. This is what is terrifying me with all this internet stuff. Then hopefully the blockchain is a solution, yeah, because it's decentralized. That's bravo, yeah. And but I'm going to the conclusion is combining vinyl and NFT in my company Paul Vinyl is like key thing for us, because we know it is the future of music, because the streaming, actually the platforms, is very greedy, and they don't support artists anymore. The Bandcamp was sold to SongTrader. Actually, it's in Web2, the creators can actually no chance to monetize, especially if they DIY level, you know. Then we go to Web3, because with selling NFTs, you can earn your money for pressing vinyl and benefit your community. And yeah, it is so much potential in it. You know, if we combine vinyl plus NFT, we have like secondary market for vinyl records, which can be benefit for artists even on secondary market. You know, now when if I buy today a record, and if the value of the record increasing in 10 years, 100 times, and I will sell it, the only profit goes for me. But it is combined with NFT, when I sell on a special secondary market, not the ordinary secondary market, the NFT plus vinyl, artists gain the money. This is so cool. You know, this is But the problem is, in Web2, artists don't really understand and don't really bother about this, you know? They still follow the numbers, the followers, the reactions and so on. It's like they live in this magical in a magical circle. They can't really believe it's something could be changed. And my mission is going to them with some solutions and show them, look, you can do this and that, and you can create some value for you and for your community, and the community can support you, not only give you a like, but give you some token, give you some NFT, or maybe you can give them NFT, and so on and so on. This is a theoretical and now, but we're going this way with Paul Vinyl, and we did with Dagadana first our experiment, and it's going good. It's not massive success, because we sold on Sound like 45 NFTs now, and it's new music comes. But it's really cool, and it's really cool journey, it's really cool adventure.
Well, it's insane, and I can imagine a lot of utilities around this. One of the things that I can imagine is that maybe one way to mix both worlds, and I saw it in a couple of projects, mixing the reality with the non-fungible token, is that maybe you can sell an NFT as a vinyl in form of NFT. And when the actual vinyl arrives to the owner, the NFT is born, you know? A couple of things around that, I think, are mixing the Web2, the reality, the tangible things with the NFTs. And those are the main tools that will bring the adoption, you know? Those ways where the people needs to be involved with the Web3 is in no other way, you know? Okay, I want that vinyl, I just bought it online, but the only thing that I got is this NFT. What this means? When the actual vinyl arrives the owner, the first NFT is born, you know? Just some things that I can imagine around the technology, and the people can maybe be more friendly around the environment is something that helps a lot. Not only the vinyl world, but also the NFT world, the crypto world, make the interaction more friendly for the people. So I'm really thankful for what you are doing there. Yes, Andrew, you wanted to add something?
Yes, hello. So like the pan already answered my question, you know, but like for it's really I want just to say again, it's like super cool, you know, to like we have vinyl, something that's like analog, that like represents something like maybe like I don't know, like old school or something, and then it finds a value in a modern world. So for me, you know, this is like music allows these things, magical things, to happen. So like once again, you know, I just get the confirmation that like I'm really in the world where I want to be, like the music world. So like just continue, guys, with the discussion. It's really good.
If I could add something, you know, the Jimi Hendrix said, if something could be changed on this world, it would be changed by music. And music is always linked with technology. It was on the beginning, and it is constantly going in the future, hand with hand with technology. Because actually, the recording and distribution is always about the technology. And as the Vin NFT said, we can actually merge many different levels of technology or music industry or publishing distribution with blockchain, you know? And the one of my concerns is how I can apply blockchain's solutions for Web2 music industry to improve it, to help artists on the Web2. That means I don't want to onboard them first to the Web3, the world they doesn't understand, but I would like to give them a tools to make a day life better in Web 2. For example, if we go in for streaming platform, that how we can improve a streaming platform experience for artists to better monetize. Of course, I can't really, I had no any power to go into Spotify and say, hey, you have to use a blockchain now. But I prefer to start to talk with the artists, with musicians, about their problems. That means you have a problem with streaming. I can show you how we can solve it if you NFTize your music or if you do your token. But it's even too much. But I can say, I can show you the way how we can monetize your music better and start talking about the profit. And then in second step, then we can say, yeah, we can go into this or that app. And then you need a little bit more knowledge about this. But if we start with technology, that we lose attention because the people are afraid of new things.
Excellent, excellent. Actually, I wanted to ask to you exactly that. You know, what do you feel is better for making better the monetization of the music from people from Web2? You already answered it a bit. Blockchain helps a lot. We always say here in the space that it's just another tool to add. You know, you don't need to close anything or everything with the Web3 world, with the NFTs. It's just one new tool to add to the toolkit of the artist and try to push forward the career. Something that I was hearing you saying, but I want to ask you more in deep. When you have this interaction from people purely from Web2, what do you feel they think around the Web3 environment?
Nothing. They don't understand. You know, they don't catch it. They don't give a chance to understand. You know, this is too complicated for them. And artists in Web2, they are very busy with doing a social media content and creating the songs and recording videos, recording songs. And if you start a new topic, they are completely lost attention, you know, because they are tired, they are fed up, they are really discouraged and no money, and they don't believe for another, how to say, golden rule that solves their problem. But of course, the blockchain is not a golden rule that solves every problem, but at least can solve some problems. But they are too busy and too tired to listen to it. And if you know what I know in Poland, 1,500 artists. You know, I am on the market 15 years. I know actually anybody in the music industry in Poland almost. You know, and I just turned 2 or 3 person from Web 2 to Web 3. You know, it is that this is the scale. You know, and as well, I'm in the Web 3 now like 3 years on different levels and different activities, and I see mostly in Web3 now is a disappointed creators from Web2. And that audience is very comfortable with in Web2, that we have to fight very tough war now. It's not even a fight, it's a war against a conformist, you know, because the greedy streaming platforms just make our audience so lazy. They gave them our creations for free. And now we are came to Web3 and we would like to ask, you know, it's our work, it's our time, it's our investment, it's our money, and we would like to gently just give this us back if you listen to our music. And audience in Web3, they are too lazy. They are actually, yeah, it's not their fault. They just was created by this streaming and subscription ideas, you know, they are just too much comfort in it. That's why I think that the first step, we have to educate not the audience, because the audience is always used as the easiest way to enjoy music. They don't want a wallet, they don't want a crypto, they don't want they just want to play a music. And if we go to the artist and say, you know what, we can't share music, art, creation for free anymore, we have to cancel it and we have to protest it, you know. And this is the Web3 is a solution, but you have to disappear from Web2. And this is So, you know, they couldn't imagine that, you know, they couldn't imagine that they can be disappeared from Spotify, even if they not earn any penny over there. They're so afraid to lose their account on Spotify, YouTube, and so on and so on. But it's they're doing that for free for years, but they don't believe the blockchain could change, you know?
I definitely agree with what you are saying. And in that case, SportsClub thinks exactly the same to you. In a lot of cases, the audience is lazy for saying it in some way. And I believe that making it more friendly user to the people is key, you know, is key to achieve what we want to do, not only speaking around SportsClub, but in everything. Because at the end of the day, people is lazy, as you were saying. In fact, that's why we are developing the streaming app, you know, because we saw that the marketplace maybe is more for people which is already involved in the space, but we needed something for making the people from Web2 more comfortable with the idea, with the space, with the environment, and the streaming app will be really, really user-friendly, something easy to handle, and also easy to handle for the artists as well. You know, the monetization is something, like you said, we maybe in the past got used to have everything for free. That is not fair. It's not fair for the people putting work behind the scenes, putting their core, doing their music, doing what they are doing in the case that you creating these things. I believe this is key, what you are saying. We need to make the things user-friendly as much as possible because people won't change their behavior. But in the same line, we can make the monetization better, you know? I think we have a lot of room to grow. One thing that is true as well is that we are really early, as I said at the beginning. And I believe that you also touch the point more early than anyone, you know, because I will ask you after this, how do you see the future around what you are doing? But before you answer, I strongly believe that you are in a good path, just being here, just being involved in what Web3 can offer, because at the beginning we might see something a bit complicated. Even me, when I started my journey into Web3 about 3 or 4 years ago, at that point I was thinking, okay, this is impossible to understand, this is too much, you need to do a lot of research. In fact, I asked you for people from Web2 because I had a lot of experiences with people from Web2 saying that I don't want to be involved in there because they are such scammers, they are only lies, they are only people stealing money. People sometimes have this image of the space, which is wrong, which is really wrong, and I believe will change a lot. Before continue a bit, B, do you want to say your experiences? I want to hear. What do you think from people? What the people from Web2 thinks around the environment?
No.
I'm not sure. You asked me.
Yes. Do you?
Okay. With most of Web2 two people that I've discussed this, they have a feel because the media and so on, they have a bad feel about Web3 because it really had really bad vibes in the last couple of years. But moving forward, the ones that really stayed here like you guys are the ones that are building real stuff. So, in my opinion, in the foreseeable future, Web2 will come around because, like I said, I come from Web2 and from Web2. So, in my opinion, Web3 is the future. Decentralization, NFTs, and everything around it is the way the internet will move forward. So, yeah, it's a slow process. It takes a lot of time, a lot of convincing. A lot of education around because And I think the education part is the most important, because the terminology is very complicated for a Web2 person. I'm talking about this in my experience. I'm very technically based. It took a lot to learn because the information is all over the place. No one centralized it in a easy to understand way. So yeah, but yeah, small steps. We'll get there eventually. I'm absolutely positive on this.
Definitely. Thanks a lot for sharing. I agree. I think, as I say, we are really early, and in some point of the time, we will see more aggressively on board of people going into the space. And I think won't be other choice to be involved in the near future. You know, this is my opinion here, of course. I think in some point, we won't have any other choice to be involved in the technology. The digital economy is leveling up day by day. And part of this is growing as a topic, you know, as the musicians, as music, as everything that we work around music. We need to grow up. We need to level up. The things that the pandemic teach to us was to reinvent ourselves, to be better, to change. I think after all these things, we have learned to be better and evolve more, you know. Yes, V.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I mentioned, but with ons and offs, I'm in this in the NFT space and Web3, like in the 2 or 3 years I've started with this, and I've really seen the how things evolved, and the projects that are really building something for the consumer and for the users are still left in the space. And the future, in my opinion, is very bright.
Excellent. Yes, it's true. We are seeing a lot of projects that are building cool stuff. A lot of them, they are not having the interest that they deserve, for sure. I believe it's because the time, you know, we just need to give it this some more time. I remember 2 years ago, for example, we were not speaking anything around what the NFTs can do for the people. And the key is trying to create something that people actually want to use. You know, if you can answer this question, you have everything set to have a successful project. Of course, this needs work. This needs time. It's not just saying. For example, we in Sports Club, we have a lot of tools for helping the artists to grow. We are working in this since a lot of time, but we realized that we need to keep pushing. We need to work forward around this idea. And at the end, we see this light. We see this bright moment that we will come here when more people came to the space. Yes, Pan, go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? It's for me, the solution, the one of May, solutions to make it more wanted by Web2 people is make it fun. And actually, not even the experience of using it, it's have to be funny. But as what we're doing now, I have a lot of joy to be here, talk with you, and you give me a space to talk. And I think that this is the solution, the community and the time together, even online on all chain. This is great. You know, because the people stay connected, and this is the early stage of Web3, allows the artists and creators touch the developers and the teams who's building a new future of internet. And it's something like to be on the beginning of Facebook with Mark Zuckerberg in one room. You know, this is so cool, and I think that this is our opportunity to express the Web3 as a big creative community with respect, with love, with sharing passion, you know, and understanding of Web2 problems. And if we came as a people with open heart and open ears to the Web2 people, not trying to push them to go into Web3, but to show them how great atmosphere is here, how cool people is here, how many opportunities it's showing on the map. This is cool. I think so. Make it easy, make it funny, make it a community. Thanks.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more with that take. And in fact, we are making these spaces every Wednesday for that reason. You know, the space is not meant to shield the project. It's not meant to explain what it's supposed to do. Of course, I try to drop a bit of comments in regard of what we are doing here, because it's true that we are a project that is bringing a lot of solutions to the people. And I strongly believe that we have a strong future in the blockchain. But the space is more that for connecting with artists, for knowing what are the problems, the experiences, for connecting with the community. I believe that in the moment that we are, even taking in mind that the NFT boom happened 2 years ago and we had a lot of slowdown and then up again and down again, like a roller coaster. Even in that case, I strongly believe that we are really early. And in these stages, we need to the community more than ever. You can build whatever you want. You can build the new Spotify. You can build the new Netflix on chain. But if you don't have support from the community, it's pointless. You won't reach anywhere. Maybe in the future, yes. Maybe in the future, when everyone have the eyes on the blockchain, you could have a room to grow directly with a strong utility. But from this moment and these early stages, I believe that exactly what you are saying. The community is the more important thing. We need to build something for the community that the community use. And that's the best branding you can have. You know, people using the things that you are creating. That's the ultimate successful thing. And we are really looking forward to that. Yes, B, you want to add something?
Yeah, I think I'm definitely sure that Pan really nailed it. Web3 is the evolution of Web2, in my opinion. And as long as we build projects and businesses that people really love to use and are sustainable in the long run, that will be the breaking point to onboarding and bring new liquidity into the space and everything that can make a space thrive.
Definitely. I think that is one of the points that I wanted to touch around the community, and it's really, really important to us to stand out this tool, because community is the ultimate tool of Web3. You know, I always say the same, but connecting, knowing more people brings to your talent more eyes, more exposure. It's not the same. Okay, I can imagine with a vinyl store, it's really, really hard to achieve more customers, more people that want to go in. I have a couple of stores close to my place. It's something that I realized that, okay, only people from this zone will be there and buying some stuff. In Web3, this solves a bit the problem. You know, you can reach a lot of more people, even creating this combination of buying an NFT and after that shipping. I don't know why I stuck with this idea, but I believe it's really, really insane to think around. All the things that mixes NFTs with Web2 are things that blow completely my mind, and I believe will help a lot to all the environment, not only with the NFTs project, but also with the crypto, because you will need to have a bit of crypto to make the transaction. You will have to need a wallet, you know, a MetaMask address, a couple of things that make you to be involved with the environment. And this is key. This is key because in the future will be a common thing, will be a daily thing. And we're really early, guys. I'm really happy to speak with you both around what are the things around Web2 and Web3, because we are being visionaries here. We are seeing the future. We are seeing the bright future that this have. And a lot of people are not seeing it the same. but they will be really surprised around this. So I want to start wrapping this up a bit. We are speaking for almost 1 hour, and it's a really, really interesting conversation. I don't want to steal a lot of time from you guys. I really appreciate that you are here. But before closing it up, I want to ask Pan, how do you see the business of vinyl from now on? You can speak around Web 2 or Web 3.
To summarize, I think so. Now it will go in together, hand in hand. The vinyl market is still grow, and NFT market is grow, and we want to go to digital. That means connection between physical and digital. And I think so. This is the future, and maybe 2, 3, 5 years ahead, it will be a different market from now. But I would strongly believe this is the chance. This is for chance for artists, chance for labels, for chance for fans to create a new way of experience music, a new way of experience collecting and sharing, and so on and so on. That being, for me, it's the vinyl is still grow, will grow, and yeah, and we have to combine somehow with new technologies, because the new generations come to on the market, and they are customers now, and they will look at something hot and nice, and they can understand. But the vinyl is a little bit archaic for them. But if you combine this with NFT or blockchain or AI, this is the future, I think. So this is the way that, you know, it's a natural progress of developing of music market. It's always been like this, always with technology hand in hand. So, and I think so. There's a blockchain and AI, just another level of evolution of music market and music itself. You know.
Right. I really agree with that, Dave. B, how do you see this Web3 environment in the near future? I know you have the NFT collection, so you have the perspective of having a project already going. So what do you see in the near future?
So basically in the near future, I'm saying 2024, we'll be seeing more projects that are linking NFTs to real world assets and to Web2 businesses, because the possibilities are immense. We can use NFTs to do a fundraising, build a business, and reward each NFT holder with a percentage of when that business starts generating revenue, right? So basically, if someone wants to build a print-on-demand Shopify store, for example, they use the money for building the store, they use the money from the NFTs to market the store, and each time a design is sold in real life, the NFT holder of that design can get a reward. So yeah, the future of the NFT space will be looking like this: integrating NFTs as a fundraising tool into Web2 businesses. And yeah, this can solve onboarding, and this can solve that lack of trust in the NFT space. And yeah, liquidity, which yeah, I'm thinking there are around 40,000 people in the NFT space. We're very at the beginning of things, and yeah, things will move in the right direction if we build trustworthy projects. And yeah, that's my take.
Wow, great! I really agree with that as well. I believe, as I say, we are just starting with this. We are in the right line. We are in the right direction. This is going to be great in some more time. I can imagine this 2024 pretty bright for everyone here, but imagine the next 3, 4, 5 years. I think we are just starting with this thing. And I want to congratulate everyone for being involved here, because we are not so many people, and we take the risk. We said, okay, we are going into Web3. I want to research. I want to learn more. This is just for myself, but I know that you both guys are working and are making things around the Web3 world. It's huge, you know, taking this risk and going into the space, learning all the things that you need to learn, reading all the things that you need to read. It's not easy. It's not easy. Requires courage, and you both have it. So I really, really appreciate your time here, guys. Last thing, Pan, if you want to share a final reflection, what you are doing next, what you are releasing, something around that.
Yeah, the 2024 will be crucial for us because we plan to release a lot of jazz music into Web3 and some soundtracks and some, how to say, I noticed a lot of adult listeners oriented music, that means jazz, soundtracks, classical, and in Web3 space. That means for me, it's very tough to find the music from my taste. I can research a lot of new, very new music, very new artists, but I miss some like classical stuff as well, classical rock or classical soundtracks, jazz, and yeah, mostly this genre of music. And we will start to releasing in this year a lot of music from jazz and soundtracks on Web3 and SoundXYZ, and mostly probably, but we will see. And yeah, and then we try to turn it into vinyl through our community. Yeah, that's what you said on the beginning, just to, we're selling NFTs to sell vinyl records to people who want it, own it, and on vinyl. Yeah, yeah, that's mainly that. Of course, we on the second leg is we still try to combine production with blockchain, and this is how we really work on it. You know, this is really tough topic for us, how we can involve blockchain to our production line, but it's a more like production and technology than just a music market. Yep. Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's great. You have something unique in hands. I believe I have this feeling that I'm speaking with someone that we have a huge success around that, because it's something unique. You know, you are not replicating other types of other models of businesses. You are creating your own. I believe you are being pioneer on the space, not only in the NFT. We are all pioneers on the NFT world, but you are also more in deep of a pioneer involving these vinyl things with the Web3. So I need to be grateful for you, you know, because you will open the doors to a lot of people from Web2, and it's useful for everyone, not only for your business, but it's useful for everyone here. I strongly invite you to keep the connection with us, because we have the marketplace. Maybe we can help you to launch a couple of things in that regard. Let's keep in touch and have a conversation around it. Will be maybe profitable for both of us. I really, really appreciate your time here, Pan.
Thank you very much. Yeah, definitely. I'm already registered on your site, and yeah, let's keep in touch. And maybe we can do some call later in the week, and we can talk a little bit about this possibilities of cooperation. And yeah, let's keep in touch.
Excellent. So for finishing, B, you have to share a final reflection if you want.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what your marketplace can do. So yeah, let's connect and share some thoughts. Also, if you can send a message. I'm not sure if you've seen, but I've tagged you with the video I was with the music video I was playing at the beginning of the space. Give it a thought, and let's move things forward and discuss how we can do a collab.
Excellent. I really appreciate your time as well, and thanks a lot for jumping in and speak something about what you are doing. It's exactly the goal of the space, you know, hearing the people, hearing what they are doing around Web3, something that I personally, I'm way too passionate for the blockchain, for the technology, for the NFT world, is something that I love, is something that I believe is really undervalued, is really, really undervalued at this point. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I don't know, Andrew, you want to close with something?
Yes, I wanted to thank guys for joining the space and giving their opinions and their story, telling us their stories. It's really, really, really quality time spent with you. I'm here, Kronos, also, like as well as the rest of the team from Spoz. We are here to help you guys. So I'll write you after the live and let's do something together. Yeah, thank you.
Great, Hegel. Okay, for finishing, I want to invite everyone to jump in to our socials to check out our information about what we have, what we are doing. We have already launched the Launchpad and also the Marketplace, and we are working around the streaming app, which will be in AIOs, and also Android will be a great tool for the onboarding of new people. I believe that we are making strong things, and we will be better if we are stronger and we are stronger together. So thanks a lot, guys, for coming by and speak around your experiences. I really, really appreciate your time here. And see you, everyone, on the next Wednesday with another Artist Weekly. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.